Yes, we bid you a good day. Friday has come around again. End of the second full week, in a sense. It's Freebie Friday later on.
Freebie Friday!
Roberta Fasanelli is here, as Richie and Jennifer are not, so she's done a nice job. And one of the things that she normally does in her Queen of Cheap Box is review on Friday the freebie stuff. So you'll be able to get that. You can get it right now if you want to. If you can't wait for Roberta to go over it on the air in an hour and a half or so, you can go to it right now. Another great American day has presented itself, Roberta.
Uh-huh.
And one of the things on the Friday program that I like to do is sort of review the news of the week, some of the important news of the week, some of the things that maybe we have missed in our reality, because we are on many news talk radio stations. We don't talk about all the news that everybody else talks about, mm-hmm. because we leave that to everybody else. Might as well. Why would you want to be like everybody else? I've never wanted to be like everybody else in my life. Not starting now. Although, there's a temporal thing mm-hmm. about what's going on in the world and having something to say. So, it would not be truthful for me to say I'm not interested and I'm an innocent bystander to what's going on in the world. I would give you, I suppose, something to chew on in a matter of speaking. When it comes to politics, this program is not about politics. I will express myself, however, in the following way, because we have a poll at DougStephan.com, and I suppose it begs the question. I know that you have no preference for any of these people, so I don't even have to bring you into the conversation. But in terms of the GOP debate, I am a declared independent. I'm not a Republican, not a Democrat. Mm-hmm. Spent most of my life being what one would call a Rockefeller Republican. I'm very fiscally responsible. How do you like that for?
I like that.
I'm very interested in conserving. People that use the term conservative today, I don't even know what it means. To conserve means to save, and there are lots of different ways in which we can save. You can be an environmentalist and actually be a conservator. At any rate, the poll.
Well, what's a fiscal Democrat called in New York?
I give up.
A Republican.
There you go.
That's true.
Enough said. Anyway, so who won the Thursday night debate? If you watched it, you can express your opinion. A, Michelle Bachmann. B, Herman Cain. C, Newt Gingrich. D, John Huntsman. E, Ron Paul. F, Tim Pawlenty. G, Mitt Romney. H, Rick Santorum. I, there was a debate.
I don't
care.
There was a debate?
Yeah, there was a debate. None of this stuff means anything to me because it's so much pap. I listen to some of the outtakes, and it's just blah, blah.
Talking heads. Right. Blah, blah, blah. Same stuff.
So
we're going to hear it ad nauseum for the next year.
Right. Okay. So here's my read on it. If I were to vote today, and I could put together of the people who have declared, not of people that would, I would very much like to see Mayor Bloomberg as president of the United States. Of all the people who are running anything that has anything to do with government in our country, he, in my opinion, is the best leader. He's the best administrator. He's the best thinker. He's the most experienced in terms of business. And he just has a pretty good, he's not perfect. There are some things he's done that you could take a shot at. But none of us are perfect. You will not find perfection. We certainly haven't found anything even close to perfection in the past 10, 11 years as far as leadership is concerned at the top and the trickle-down effect that it has on politics. So if the election were to be held today and I could choose from those who are running, mm-hmm. who I would choose Ron Paul as the presidential candidate and vote for him, and Herman Cain as the vice presidential candidate and be happy about voting for him. Mm-hmm. I would be happy to vote for Ron Paul. And you know what, Roberta? If you really look at him, he stands for a lot of the same things, because you're more of a libertarian than you let on. And in terms of freedom to do what you want to do, this guy has a focus on getting the heck out of everybody's bedroom, out of your life.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we need. This country is sick in these areas. Sick, 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 sick. We got a lot of illness, and that's one of our problems. So I would, pretty enthusiastic. I've voted for him before.
Mm-hmm.
And what I really thought was interesting would be to have him run as president, Ron Paul, and his son ran the Kentucky senator run as vice president. That'd be pretty interesting to have that be a fake. I like Herman Cain. I think he's got a lot of good experience, a lot of good stories, and I think he's a well-intentioned man. So that would be my pick if it were me. I know you wouldn't pick from any of these people, so that's why I'm not going to bother to ask you. But those who want to know, that's where I am at the moment. 800-510-8255. By the way, yesterday's poll, what's your drink of choice to stay hydrated during the hottest days of summer? We have this as an audio highlight, or Michael will have it as an audio highlight. We had a discussion yesterday of the way to help yourself during the heat. It's cooled off nicely on the East Coast, but the central part, south central part of the country is still like an oven. Over in Arizona, where Roberta's going to be next week, 108, 109, 114. So anyway, what's your choice drink? Let's see, 31% of you said water. No surprise there. 21% of you said iced tea. I guess that makes good sense.
Yeah.
13% of you said beer. 12% said lemonade.
Beer?
Yeah.
You don't drink beer, you borrow it.
Yeah, oh, is that what you do?
Yeah.
I don't drink it or borrow it. 9% said Gatorade. Let's see here. 6% said vitamin water. So the result of that poll. Kind of an interesting thing going on with Verizon. For those of you who are subscribers to Verizon, I am, it's like politics with me. I hold my nose and pay their bill every month. But between what I do in various homes and businesses and things, I spend about $40,000 a year with Verizon.
Oh.
They are from hunger, but they are as bad. I've been through
$40,000 a year.
Yeah, but they aren't as bad, though. As Sprint and
I have Sprint and I have a pretty good deal with Sprint. I have four phones with unlimited everything, unlimited data, unlimited text, unlimited call. Well, and I have 2,000 minutes calls, but we don't use the 2,000 minutes because everybody texts anyway.
Right.
But four phones and my bill is about $225 a month.
About what I'm paying for, I think four or five phones. They're all about the same.
And they're smartphones with 4G. I mean, Evo that I have does everything.
What is
it?
Evo?
Is a mini computer. It's
what
a Sprint
it?
Evo. It's a type of phone. It's an Android based phone.
Oh.
Faster than the iPhones.
Faster than
faster
a speeding iPhone.
Than a speeding iPhone.
Yeah.
It's just the more I use the phone, the more I'm amazed by it.
Really?
I get everything from television on it to email on it to GPS to music to my Kindle books. I mean, you name it. I can go online and I don't have to have Wi-Fi. The coolest thing it has is called a hotspot. I can turn it into a Wi-Fi and connect up to 8 computers wirelessly.
Wow,
to it.
Cool.
So if I'm somewhere and the hotel wants to charge for Wi-Fi, well, when I was in Orlando.
Up yours, hotel.
$50 for the week for Wi-Fi. It was like, are you people kidding me?
Yeah.
For a dollar a day, I called up Sprint. I said, activate my hotspot.
Yeah.
And that's what they call it, a Sprint hotspot. I said, activate my hotspot, honey.
That's dangerous with Roberta.
Activate my hotspot.
All right, okay,
and we connected
down.
Our computers.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not advocating Sprint over anybody else. I'm just saying my experience with it. And
well, that's it. We have
Evo
our experience.
Evo is fabulous.
I'm going to cancel all my Verizon's. We're putting AT&T, a T-Mobile tower up on the farm because the cell service in this part of town is so bad. And they approved doing it this past week. So
you're getting T-Mobile now?
I'll probably go to T-Mobile.
They're giving
afterwards.
It to you free since they have the thing on your farm?
Well, I think maybe I can probably – we'll see if we can negotiate something like that, Roberta.
Yeah.
But you know what happens? All the rest of them will hang on it
cheap,
as
free.
Well. Yeah. Sprint will come. Verizon will come.
Of course.
All of them will be on the same.
They'll probably pay T-Mobile to go up on their tower.
Well, they'll have to pay me too.
Well, then the T-Mobile will pay you then.
Yeah. So the reason I brought it up is because this strike, the Verizon workers, about 46,000 of them are on strike around the country. And the vandalism and the sabotage that's being committed by them is over the top outrageous. Again, another sign of how angry we are. These guys are upset because there is a lot of profit being made by Verizon. They want a piece of it. You got to wonder in this economy how there can be a strike. It just doesn't seem to fit. Doesn't seem to compute, but they say they have grievances. Of course, they always say they have grievances, and Verizon's handling it very badly. If you dial the Verizon number, they'll tell you you'll have to wait for hours before anybody will get to you.
Oh my goodness!
They'll tell you that when you dial the number. So all these big companies, they get bigger and bigger and more removed. You think they care? You go to a Verizon store and well, these are our rules. Oh, well, this doesn't really work for them. Well, those are the rules. And the kids that work in there are like robots, like automatons. This is what the rule says on page 18, right, section right. 32, line 5. And so what do you do? We're all sort of dependent to a point on this. I couldn't imagine running the farm. I just looked at my cell phone yesterday, 24 calls from various people on the farm yesterday in the afternoon, and another 24 from those related to my radio business earlier in the day. So I had 48 calls yesterday. Had nothing to do with my personal life, either the farm or the radio business. And then I had a few personal calls. So where would I have been if I didn't have that? They all would have called the house number, and I'd have had to call them back. And so it does have a purpose, for sure, in many different ways.
Well, I know people who don't have landlines. All they have is their cell phone.
Oh, yeah. That's the way it is now.
And that's so common.
Yeah, very common now. I wouldn't have it because I find, again, hard to find. If you go to some places, some people tell you they can't get my daughter to put a landline in her house at Silver Lake in Los Angeles because their cell service is so awful.
Right.
Can you imagine that? Right in the middle of Los Angeles, and they can't get cell service.
Oh, I believe it. I believe it.
Oy. Okay.
Oy.
Oy.
You're turning into a New Yorker.
Oy.
Oy.
If you are looking at the long-range weather forecast, we have some hurricane stuff to deal with this late this summer, early this fall, wintertime, weather's supposed to be difficult again. A lot of people lose their electricity and services. And if you're stuck in that circumstance without any food, it can be pretty dicey. So may I suggest to you right now that you look into e-foods. And the best way to look into these prepared foods that are good, this is good, healthy food. The price of food is one reason to have it. Its availability is another reason to have it. The variety is another reason. There are all kinds of reasons to try this food out. One of the best ones, Roberta loves it because it's free.
Free!
How can they do this? Well, go to DougStefan.com, and you will see in the Friends section, there are three or four other places to find it, but that's the easiest place to find it, the e-food logo. Click on that. Get yourself some free food. You'll be asked to pay shipping and handling. Test this stuff out. Try it out. See why it's perfect for you to have around the house in case of emergency. But the first time you eat it, you'll think, this stuff's great. I'm going to eat this stuff all the time. And it's so inexpensive as well. E-food's free. Check out the connection, a couple of different places that I say when you're looking around, but the Friends section is a good place to go for e-foods, free food, free, wholesome, healthy, really good, inexpensive food at DougStefan.com.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Neither the teeming rains of India, nor the snows of Kilimanjaro, nor the glare of the paparazzi at a Hollywood opening can keep your lenses from giving you the clearest vision possible. For no-glare lenses with great water, dirt, dust, scratch, and smudge resistance, choose Crizal. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
Website downtime is trouble for leading online businesses like Amazon, eBay, and Google. They figured out a way to ensure uptime, but at a cost most companies cannot afford. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection, with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. The Barracuda Load Balancer provides continuous availability and peak performance across multiple websites, while preventing network intrusions. Don't risk downtime. Visit Barracuda.com/uptime to try the Barracuda Load Balancer free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/uptime.
Uptime, uptown, big time, big house, big woman. Oh, Roberta's here. 21 after.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including turtle tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot turtle tufts to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle tuff shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in 2 sizes. Get your turtle tuff shelter and accessories included at turtletuffshelters.com. That's turtle TUFFshelters.com or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288 or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley C. Why Alley C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley C today.
Hello.
Hello.
Ding 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 ding
ding ding ding ding
ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding
ding ding ding ding ding ding
ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding
ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding
ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding
ding ding ding ding ding ding ding
ding.
July was the hottest month on record in Washington, the hottest it has ever been in recorded history. See, when you're in Washington, it's not the heat that gets to you. It's the stupidity. That's the problem. It is so hot. People are now standing next to Rupert Murdoch just to be near something shady. That's so hot. It is so hot. Idaho now growing baked potatoes. You can actually grow them. It was so hot in Beverly Hills, women's lips are plumping up by themselves now.
Oh, come on.
It is so hot, Casey Anthony thought she was already in hell. That's how hot. That's how hot.
Unbelievable heat wave in this country right now. Yeah. Due to the heat wave, health experts in the Midwest, that's where it's the worst. Health experts in the Midwest are telling residents to go easy on their workouts. Yeah. To which people in the Midwest responded, what's a workout?
All right. Hot. It is warm. Yes, it is warm. It's warm, it's warm, it's warm. Some good news this week. If you go back to this date, 1982, the Dow Jones Industrial Average hit 776. So what is it? What, finished the day yesterday at 10,004 something or other? Was that where it was, Roberta? I'm not sure. I know
something
the exact
like that.
Number,
it was a good
like
buying
that.
Opportunity.
Yeah, and that's what it is. All this is. If
you
listen,
yeah, I think it's all artificial. I think people are bringing the market up and down. Just, you know, if a day trade is doing buying opportunities.
Yeah, right.
That's what I really think. I think it has nothing to do with the economy or anything else.
There are a lot of people who are talking about this as the crash of 2011.
No.
But it
went down 500 points. It went up 500 points.
Right.
Okay, so
yeah.
Big deal.
This is not, folks, the Great Depression. This is not a bad crash. If you want a bad crash, go back to October of 1987. That was a bad crash. And the collapse in 2008-2009, that was a bad crash. It was bad. This one this week was bad enough. But if you go back to 87, the market rebounded very quickly. And if you go back to March of 2009, it did the same thing as well. This is the time, as Roberta just suggested, to buy. If you can, if you have control of your 401k or whatever it is, if it's December 2008, you don't want to be buying because, remember, things went down. But this doesn't appear to be that kind. This is kind of like a flash fire, right? They burn quickly, they are intense, and then they stop. You don't want to be in the markets when this sort of thing is happening, and maybe that's why a lot of people are just sitting it out. But if you're in there, then just leave everything alone. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Don't be day traders feel like they have to. I know a woman in California who's a day trader. She made a lot of money. She was not. She didn't. She worked as an administrator. I think she was a health administrator, and she divorced well, and took the money, a couple of million bucks anyway, and put it in the market, and has turned it into about four in slightly over a year and a half. So she's smart, and she spends 3 or 4 hours a day doing it, and the rest of the time she spends doing things that she wants to do. She's put her three children through college because her former husband refused to. And she, you know what she said, Roberta?
What?
She said, you know what? I don't want to be dependent on this man or any other man. The guy had done well, so she got out of it well, but she wants to be independent. She's smarter. She could have had a job that paid her a quarter of a million a year, probably maybe $300,000 a year, which is certainly good enough to live on and be okay with. But she took that money that was the settlement and just decided she schooled herself on how the market works, how all the technology works.
Right.
And is doing quite well. She's to be congratulated. Good ideas, yep. Good thinking. 28 after on Good Day.
Ray, technician from Safe Light Auto Glass.
A chip is 1,000 microcracks waiting to spread. One big bump and crack. We'll have to replace the whole windshield. But not if we repair the chip first with Safe Light's exclusive resin. It bonds stronger and lasts longer than other resins. And we guarantee it for life. Plus, with most insurance plans, it's no cost to you.
Call 1-800-800-2727 or go to safelight.com.
Safe Light Repair, Safe Light Replace.
As a home plate ump, my eyesight is my paycheck.
Strike one! Strike, that thing was chin high!
But the price of monthly contact lenses was eating me up.
Strike two!
Come on, it bounced to the plate!
So to save some money, I'm just using these glasses I found. Cha-ching! Strike three, you're out!
He hasn't even pitched the ball yet!
There's an easier way to save. Get online, go to geico.com, get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
There are a million reasons Staples makes going back to school easy. Today's reason? Their incredible selection of Windows laptops. Perfect for your student. Now you don't have to hear.
You're giving me your old laptop, Mom? It's so big.
Or
the X key is missing. That's not an important letter.
Or our favorite.
Mom, what is a floppy disk?
So go to Staples for powerful and portable laptops from HP, Dell, and Toshiba. Even the amazing Samsung Princeton with the new Intel Core technology. Staples. That was easy.
Bonus round time. If you can't teach an old dog new tricks, what can you teach him?
Conversational French?
Correct.
Ooh.
Gingerbread men are...
Gingerbread boys, all grown up.
Correct. True or false? Netflix lets you watch movies instantly through your game console or other devices.
Duh, true.
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Hey, did I just win that new car over there?
No. I did.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Question: can functional magnetic resonance imaging be used to read our minds? Author Jose Collazo answers yes in his two new books, America's New Slavery. For more than 13 years, author Jose Collazo has been trying to prove that the U.S. government has the capacity to read a person's thoughts with a revolutionary technology known as fMRI, functional magnetic resonance imaging, and there is proof that it exists. America's New Slavery explores this technology and its many possible applications in national security. Who has access to it? How is it being used? Does America's salvation rest in this technology? These and many other questions are answered in America's New Slavery, the new books by Jose Collazo, available on BN.com, Amazon.com, and Borders.com. America's New Slavery. All Americans should be concerned.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Friday, the 12th of August, Doug Steffen, Roberta Fasanelli. Richie's not been here a change this week. Jennifer's not been here a change this week. How do you approach change in your life? Sooner or later, you'll experience a crisis or two or three or four if you haven't already. Look forward to it. Count on it. It's the way the world is. It's how life works. And how you meet it determines your future happiness, I think, how you deal with what's going on now. If you go back to, this has got to be true since the beginning of time, Roberta. Everybody has been called on to make their way through any number of crises. And if you look into your life closely, look into your life, it'll show you that look. It will show you that most crisis situations are really opportunities to advance, to push ahead, to move beyond where you are. In fact, I think a lot of the changes that come to people in their life come out of one of two things. Mm-hmm. Either you are extraordinarily inspired by something or some
to do something
situation, or you are desperate. Desperation, that creates change as well. Whatever it is, as it comes, it will give you meaning. There's always something tied to it. There's always a transformative. And, you know,
change can be scary, though, Doug.
Of course it is.
It can be very scary. Oh,
absolutely. That's why people don't like it.
Mm-hmm.
They don't like it because it's scary.
Yeah.
Part of the human condition. It's a precious thing to hold on to that which you know. And if you don't know, how do you approach it, right? You kind of, it's like a lot of other things, we are always encountering things in our lives that we haven't experienced before. That's what growth is all about, I think. We are not perfect by any stretch of the imagination. Every day is a trial. I look upon it as an opportunity. Okay, what are we going to have to figure out today? And hopefully, through the good auspices of the people who have good intentions on this program, the people who listen to the program, people who are on the program, you get some clue as to how to make this work. I've found myself more and more lately feeling very inspired. I've never been one to let go or give up. I have
I think that's the one thing you and I have very much in common.
Yeah.
That we're fighters. We're fighters to the end.
Yeah.
And sometimes that's a good thing. Most of the time that's a good thing, but sometimes it's a really bad thing because we're such fighters, we don't know when to let go.
Maybe. Yeah. Here's an interesting acronym for you, Roberta.
Mm-hmm.
T-I-M-E spells time.
Right.
Things I must earn. Things I must earn. Take time.
Huh.
Don't give up. Don't let go. It's all part of people who are trying to shake things, people who smoke. We've talked a lot about, there's been a lot of medical news. Dr. Ken's had a lot of medical news this week about smoking.
It's bad. Don't do it.
It is. It kills. By the way, in case you didn't know it, one of the stats this week that he didn't touch on that I saw reading through one of these reports, smoking kills more recovering alcoholics than any other cause.
Oh, my goodness.
People who are addicted to alcohol, so you go dry, but you smoke more, and it kills more people. I thought that was fascinating. Yeah? Yeah? The number one problem with people at work is not inspiration, but desperation. People who are depressed, those are the people who, you know, and we know that a lot of people just don't like their jobs.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to have a job in order to provide for yourself and your family. Not always great options, but there are, as you know, people doing a lot of work that they're not happy doing. And they're not doing it particularly well either. So you kind of have to be careful. If you're working with somebody who doesn't like what he or she is doing, you just be watching what they're doing. If it's, you know, like an assembly line or something like that, it's careful. Careful!
Mm.
Careful! The program this week focusing on how to kind of move us from where we are. We have our light moments. We have our serious moments. Mentioned earlier this week, the founding fathers, Washington, Jefferson, Hancock, where the heck are those people now? There's a television show that used to be on. Where are they now? Well, those guys are all dead. But
yeah.
Are there any people around who can be like Ben Franklin? God, what a great American.
Ben Franklin. Yeah, but he was quite a playboy, apparently.
Yes, he was.
Ben Franklin.
He spent a lot of time in Paris with those Parisian women.
He liked his women.
He did.
Sure.
Yep.
Probably a lot of little Ben Franklin people running
Franklinites.
Around. Franklinites.
As opposed to troglodytes.
Yeah, right.
Where both is around. Okay, so we talked a lot about language this week.
Mm-hmm.
Phrases, sentences. We wanted so I think it was Monday or Tuesday, you're talking about, it started on Monday, and it was language, and it was my usual beef about listening. I think it had been some of the Sunday morning talk programs and how the King's English, if you will, gets butchered.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was off on my tangent about well and good. And a lot of people spent a lot of time, thank you, a lot of people were very interested in what we were talking about because they, like me, are upset that the language has lost its art.
Mm-hmm.
It has, really.
It has, absolutely.
Yeah. We accept pretty much anything.
Yep.
And so there are phrases that people sent my way. A lot of people use the phrase begging the question, which means raising the questions. And that's really not what begging the question means, according to a professorial sort. Begging the question is a logical fallacy in which a statement cites itself as the source of the evidence for the claim it makes. It is circular reasoning form of argument which says A is true because of A. You know what that brings us around to? You remember when we had spelling contests? And
we still have them?
Well, yeah, we still have them. And they,
spelling bees.
Spelling bee. For example, let's see here. Metaphorically. Let's say you were asked to spell the word metaphorically. All right? You'd say metaphorically. Spell and define metaphorically. Somebody spelled it M-E-T-A-P-H-O-R-I-C-A-L-L-Y, metaphorically.
Without writing it down?
Yeah.
Boy, I'm impressed.
Okay, but the meaning of metaphorically, this would get an F in my class. If somebody said, the reasonable use of a metaphor, you don't use the same word to define another word that basically is from its root.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't your English teacher... An elementary school teacher, you don't use the same word to define the word. There's not, it doesn't make, you don't know anymore after. You don't know what a metaphor is if you use it that way. Right?
Right.
Yeah. I mean, it's just, it's silly. So you have to come up, you have to really know what the word means. And I think that in our use of language today, we haven't a good use. I'm astounded And I don't want this to sound arrogant, because it's not about me. It's about, I'm very proud of my daughter, for sure. I've never asked her the meaning. Some meanings, some words come across my desk, or I'm in use or something, or I read it somewhere. I don't know what it means. And rather than looking it up, I just call my daughter. Megan, what does this mean? And she invariably knows some obscure word that never has popped up before in my cognitive reasoning. But because of how she reads and what she reads and how she instructs her students, all of these things, that's what makes her a good English teacher, is because she really knows the language. And how many of you can say, who are English teachers or who have been to school and felt good, that your English teacher really, really, really knew English? Do you have to know English, or do you have to know how to dodge the bullet when it comes to the English language? How do you escape from being criticized for using some phrase or word? I would have had, in the second or third grade, my wrist would have been, Mrs. Sturtevant would have taken the ruler and whacked my elbow if I'd have said ain't, even though shortly after that it appeared in the dictionary. Would have gotten my wrist whacked. Do you have a teacher like that?
No.
Now,
no, never had a teacher that, like, whacked the kids, no.
No. Miss Sturtevant was cross-eyed, too.
Yeah.
She was ugly. Oof. So, metaphors.
Yeah.
You like metaphors?
I love metaphors.
All right. There was an interview with a fellow named Jeff Nunberg, a linguist. It was on with Terry Gross on Fresh Air on NPR. He's the author of the book, The Way We Talk Now. I suggest for any of you who are English teachers or interested in the English language, you get a hold of that book, The Way We Talk Now.
Now.
The Way We Talk Now. And in there is a lot of reference to metaphors. I just happen to use metaphor as a definition of metaphor. You know what a metaphor is. It's an example.
An example, but it's using a story or other words to define something.
Yeah. For example, the metaphor of the bad apple.
Right.
One bad apple spoils the whole bunch. Actually, Benjamin Franklin was the one who started that, metaphorically speaking, by saying the rotten apple spoils his companion. And that goes back to Shakespearean time. Back when most people had to pick through their apples before they put them up for the winter.
To make sure that you didn't have one bad
one. Right, because we had one in the bin, it would spoil everything else. We don't have that at the supermarket now. The rotten ones don't make it very far.
No, they get into the used food bin, as I call it. You know,
they get used for apple juice also.
Yeah.
Or if I were able to go collect garbage and feed it to the cows.
Cows, right?
Yeah, right. I mean, they love those apples.
Actually, my favorite episode of Star Trek, of The Next Generation, had to do with metaphors, where Captain Picard and this alien were stranded on this planet, and they had to fight each other, and they were trying to communicate, but the alien communicated completely in metaphors.
Mm-hmm.
And if you knew the story, then you knew what he was talking about.
Right.
So it took them a while to figure out how to communicate, because Picard would speak very directly, but the alien would speak in metaphors. And finally, they figured out by looking at the stories of this particular planet what all these metaphors meant and what he was trying to say. It was a fascinating episode because it showed you how language can be used in different ways.
Mm-hmm.
Brilliant, brilliant episode.
800-510-8255, James in Memphis, yes.
Hey, there was a show on PBS about 5 years ago called Do You Speak American? And it would go to different locations in America where people spoke differently. And the most interesting one to me was when they went to an island off of North Carolina where the people spoke the Queen's English. And it's how people talked back in the 1600s. They assumed that style of talking is still there.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really interesting.
How about your style of talking, James?
Well, we're mockingbirds. We say what we hear. But what got me?
That's right. Very well put.
Mockingbirds.
Very well put. That's excellent. Yeah.
Yeah.
I read I thought I was going to read the Magna Carta. Say, I'm white. I'm English. And I thought the Magna Carta would be English.
Mm-hmm.
And it was written like 1200s. And you can't read it. You know, it was a different language, even though we're the same bloodline.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a lot of Gaelic, I think, in it, as I remember, Gloria. Yeah. The Magna Carta, the stuff that was written at that time, which we place up. Go ahead.
I'm sorry, Slucko. You gotta watch this stuff, show that you speak American, the way that black people talk today. Who's the guy that did the work with peanuts and sweet potatoes and Washington Carter? Is that it?
I don't know. I'll have to check that out. All right, we got to scoot, James. Thank you, though. Dr. Ken, up next here on Good Day.
What you're about to hear are the real experiences of women over 40 who finally lost weight by becoming hormonally balanced again.
I lost 20 pounds.
I lost 40 pounds.
I lost 55 pounds.
I went from a size 14 to a size 8.
Their secret is Amberen, the revolutionary formula for women over 40 that balances hormones naturally. The leading cause of weight gain over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. But Amberen restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall right off, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Amberen eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging, like hot flashes, night sweats, low libido, difficulty concentrating, and more. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply. Free. Call 1-800-685-0205.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here with his daily dose of important medical information on the Good Day program, brought to you by the folks at AlloCure Immediate Relief. This is a great way to prevent problems or to deal with problems. You got an upset stomach. You got heartburn, Ken. People ought to call 855-TRY-ALLOCURE, 855-879-2563. After they hear what you have to say, I'm sure they will.
Heartburn, reflux, this all-natural cure. It calms your stomach acid. It allows your body to heal yourself, sleep better, avoid unexpected weight gain, improve regularity. You have these symptoms of indigestion. Try this before you go to the pills.
AlloCure, certified organic. It is great, 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 especially we're talking about this hydration stuff. It's good to keep the liquids in your body, soothes your upset stomach. 855-879-2563. Big news from the world of medicine today, the amazing story about leukemia and what may be, I guess this could be considered a cure, might it not, Ken?
It may seem that way. We're on the early track to that. I'm really proud of my alma mater this morning, Doug, the University of Pennsylvania School of Medicine, where I graduated in 1982. I was there as an MD, PhD student. I was sitting there in immunology in 1976. We just heard about these T cells, which help fight viruses. A few of us during the break were thinking, why can't you make these T cells fight specifically the cancer cells and we could cure cancer? We asked the teacher about it, and they said, boy, wouldn't that be a great idea? People are going to start working on that. Well, this has been in the works at the University of Pennsylvania, my old alma mater, for over 20 years, and they reported this week in the New England Journal of Medicine success with actual humans. Three people have been given this for chronic lymphocytic leukemia, and these patients are doing well. They followed them up for a year. We still don't yet know how long they'll be in remission, but this is a wonderful way, because many of these people can't be helped by bone marrow treatments or by chemotherapy, and this is a whole new route using your genes with selectively revving up the immune system to kill these cells.
You were hearing us talk about hydration, how important it is. You're down in Florida, pretty hot down there, people losing 10, 12 cups of water a day. How do you advise your patients to replenish what they are losing?
Simple advice, drink when you're thirsty.
What do you think they ought to drink?
Well, something that is healthy, certainly water, fruit juice. If you're watching the calories, you can dilute it. Milk is a wonderful product, the low-fat milk. The unsugared mineral drinks like Gatorade, all of these are successful.
All right. There it is, the word from the man who knows, Dr. Ken Kronhaus, official medical advisor here on Good Day.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combined
combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big Berkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's Big Berkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Now 53 after the hour, your Friday Doug Steffen Good Day program. Technology and information. Well, we're all about information. I think that's kind of, if we have fun with the issues, that's cool. Something that you'll remember from a conversation that we have, no matter who it is. There are always great things that come out of Jennifer's mouth and Roberta's mouth and Richie. And all of these things help to make the experience here memorable for those who hang around, and that's a good thing. And then we have people who join us, like our technology tailor, Alex Goldfain, who wants to know where you live. Do you live in an iPhone state or an Android state? I live in Massachusetts and California. Which of those? Well, this is pretty... The world as we know it, we were talking about this a little earlier, how much it changes day by day. All this technology really is amazing. Some of it's good, some of it's not so good. But think about what you're using. Are you using an iPhone or using an Android? I'm using neither. Alex will tell you which states prefer which smartphones. That's up next here on Good Day.
Find your magic at Macy's Super Saturday Sale with all-day specials Friday and Saturday. Jeffrey Dean and Kenneth Cole Reaction dress shirts and ties, 50% off. Take 65% off all 14-karat gold earrings. Save on Junior Screen Tees, now two for $24. And all nine-piece set ensembles are $99.99. All-day specials Friday and Saturday at Macy's Super Saturday Sale. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Now, the Technology Tailor Minute. Here's Alex Goldfain.
Here's an interesting survey by mobile advertising company JumpTap. According to MSNBC.com, there are certain states in our union that prefer iPhone devices and other states that are very much Android states. It's not quite red state versus blue state, but it sure is interesting to see how this breaks down. States like California, Texas, and Florida are Android states. More people use Google's Android devices there than Apple's iPhones. Conversely, in the Midwest, including Illinois, Indiana, Wisconsin, and Minnesota, those people spend more money on iPhones. Interestingly, New York State is a BlackBerry state. More of those in New York still than competitors. Also, North Dakota and South Dakota turned out to be BlackBerry states. Hawaii is an iPhone state, and Alaska is an Android state. According to the researcher JumpTap, there is a, quote, North versus South divide in the ongoing battle of the two top mobile operating systems, close quote. Listen to all Technology Tailor Minutes at techtailorminute.com. I'm Alex Goldfain.
If you're like me, you have personal belongings that you hold dear. Belongings you can't live without. It's precisely why GEICO makes it easy to get renter's insurance for a really low rate. Renters can protect all their personal belongings for as little as $12 a month. What belongings do I hold dear? This karaoke machine and my vinyl record collection. You fancy a tune? Nah, I shouldn't. All right then. Are you going to Scarborough Fair?
Visit GEICO.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
All right, so there's some helpful information. Here's some more. No secret that a bottle of vinegar is probably one of the most versatile things in your refrigerator, your cupboard. Brian Osich has some more information on an amazing benefit that you can have for your health from vinegar.
Can vinegar actually help control blood glucose? Dr. Carol Johnston is a registered dietitian and director of Arizona State University's nutrition program. She says it's always a good idea to keep your blood glucose in check, and one simple way to manage it is through diet with good old-fashioned vinegar.
High-starch foods like bread and rice can raise blood sugar levels. But consuming small amounts of vinegar, 1 to 2 tablespoons before a meal, can reduce high blood glucose levels. This is important because high sugar levels after eating have been linked to increased risk of cardiovascular disease and complications with type 2 diabetes.
Dr. Johnston says enjoying foods high in vinegar is also an option.
For example, vinegar is found in pickled products and dressings and can be consumed before a meal with a salad. But as always, talk to your doctor about any health issues you may be experiencing.
For more, log on to versatilevinegar.org. That's Lifestyles from the Vinegar Institute.
Vinegar, good for you. How about cat owners, feline friends, an extension of the family? One design expert and cat owner says now more than ever, cat owners are incorporating innovative feline design into their homes to create comfortable living environments for everybody to enjoy.
To celebrate the ingenuity and creativity of cat owners, proud of creating a welcoming home, Purina Tidy Cats and TV design expert and cat owner Candace Olson are launching the Pet Projects Design Challenge.
We're searching for cat owners who've created innovative feline designs or crafty decor to enhance their lives with their cats. Examples of pet projects can include a sleeping nook, catio, or PlayStation, to name a few.
To enter the Purina Tidy Cats Pet Projects Design Challenge, Olson says cat owners must create a video no more than 2 minutes showcasing their pet project and explaining how and why they created it, as well as how it enhances their life with their cat.
Cat owners can go online and enter for the opportunity to win $10,000 now through August 16th at tidycats.com.